I was pretty excited about it. We've pretty known for a long time that you know, my agent and the organization was kind of going back and forth and talking about it. And when I heard Ted Thompson and Coach McCarty had some interest in me, I was very happy about it because I'm definitely a huge fan of Green Bay, and always my first time was my rookie here in Tennessee. I played here, and it was a lot of love out here. So to be out here playing, I'm just happy to be here and be around the guys and things like that.
Do you understand why, perhaps, then, that why the delay until now? Why not before training camp?
That's pretty much upstairs. That has pretty much nothing to do with me. So, you know, my whole thing was to stand ready, stand active, and, you know, knowing that, you know, they had some interest in me, so I wanted to make sure I was in shape and, you know, throwing and things like that. So when the number, when my number was called, I definitely wanted to be ready.
People were speculating whether you would just, you know, sort of run the scout team read option or you'd push for the second quarterback job. What are your expectations for that?
Just pretty much whatever they need me to do. Like I said, I'm a team player. I'm just happy to be here. And, you know, whatever coach want me to do, you know, right now I'm just taking it day by day and trying to, you know, get a gas of offense, ask questions, you know, kind of pick, you know, Aaron's and the rest of the guys' heads so I can try to catch up to speed with the guys.
How much carry on is there from Andy's?
It's a lot. It's a lot. You know, different terminology, but, you know, it's pretty much running the same thing. And some things you work on with your feet, trying to get the ball out so I can understand some of the throws I used to see watching film on Green Bay and why Aaron's balls look the way it looked, because it's a major, major deal with our feet work. It helps out a lot.
Do you think it'll take just up to maybe the second preseason game before you'll actually see preseason action, or when do you think you'll be ready?
Not done, Noah. I'm just, like I said, just taking one day at a time and trying to learn as fast as I can. Thank God I'm a veteran and been in some different offenses, and definitely, like you said, being in Andy's offense on with Philly has helped out definitely a lot to understand some of the different concepts that we run here.
What was that process like when you're in Philadelphia learning that playbook there?
It was fun. I mean, I was one of those guys that was a big play action team in Tennessee, so just adjusting to throwing the ball a little bit more and reading coverages and knowing where you need to go, and just in case you need to change and get to a better play, different things like that definitely helped me out to better myself as a quarterback.
Vince, do you feel at all like your number of opportunities are really get limited now after a year off?
Not really. I mean, I really feel like that year off helped me out a lot, opened my eyes and a lot of things like that. But in the same time, you know, my record speaks for itself, and you know, team player wise, different things like that. So just continue to keep working, and I'm just happy about the opportunity to be here playing for a really, really respectful team.
So then, how about this process has opened your eyes? Can you just talk about maybe what you've learned just as a player, as a man, as you've gone through these kind of peaks and valleys from time?
Yeah, just maturing. That's the biggest thing. Back in the day, was a young Vince, and you know, now I'm more mature and definitely learned from the things that happened in the past. And you know, I'm married now, grown man, 30 years old. So you know, kind of like the old head in this locker room. It's funny hearing some of the guys call me old head and telling me to stretch my old hamstrings and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. But at the same time, it definitely taught me a lot. So I can be definitely somebody, if anybody in this locker room needs someone to talk to, because I've definitely been from the highs and the lows and different things like that. It's just the way how you come out of it to stay strong. And I'm very strong. I'm more stronger than I ever been, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Vince, what did you do this past year?
I just trained and worked, you know, got around university, got a chance to be back at home where it all started, and things like that. Just got a chance to be with my family, things like that. So I've just been enjoying life and staying ready, and just happy about this opportunity that I got a call to come in and you know, try to reach and finish off my career like I want it to be.
It looks like you trained. You didn't seem rusty at all. How did it feel?
I was rusty a little bit, but it was fun to be out there, and I was just happy that they got me in a couple of plays to get my feet wet. But, you know, I really feel like coaching them, they're going to keep putting stuff on me to see how I react to it. But the biggest thing is just stepping in the huddle with confidence and say to play and get the guys to the line of scrimmage and just go. It's football, so you just always got to remember that.
In talking about this last year, how much NFL football did you watch?
Not as much as I used to. It was kind of hard not to watch. You know, it was kind of hard to watch football and not playing. So, you know, pretty much Monday nights and Sunday nights, probably one of those games. But just sitting around all day watching it, I tried to get I was in church more and things like that. So you kind of miss a lot when you're at the church house. So,
did Do you hope you get the call, though, from a team that maybe has got a different quarterback situation than one that's got...
Now, this situation is pretty cool. I mean, we had some offers on the table for different teams, but you know, my team and you know, here as well, I thought it was a great opportunity to come learn from Kirby Martin. He has done a great job with Aaron and the rest of the guys as well, so I thought it could be another step to my game that would make me even better. So I thought it was a great opportunity to be here, so that's why I took a chance on it.
What would you say to those people that maybe say that your best years are behind?
I'm pretty much used to it, so I respect what everybody says. So, you know, my whole thing is that I'm just happy to be a Packer and had the opportunity to get here and play with these very, very special guys that I have watched for a long time. So I just want to get in here and earn the team respect and earn, you know, the staff and the coaches' respect and continue to keep, you know, playing football, the game that I love.
Vince, did you ever fear that it might, you know, the career might be over, or did you always know that call was going to come?
As an athlete, you don't never kind of try to think like that, you know, because you always want to have to keep your confidence up. So my whole thing is I have to do what I have to do, you know, as a person, is take a day at a time, do what I need to do to get in front of the cameras and let everybody know I've been working, like you see me at the Texas Pro Day, out in the kids in the community, just letting people know that I'm still, you know, fighting and I haven't quit. So once you get to the point that you quit, then that's when you got to say that I might need to, you know, put the game down. But overall, I got to stay active, stay working, and stay visible, you know, with my guys at UT and things like that. So I really feel like Green Bay saw that, so that I was still active, that I didn't give up. So that's a pretty good deal.
Couple more for Vince.
Did the Packers first express some interest in you when you worked out at Pro Day in March?
No, it's kind of like my agent and I guess Ted and the guys I kept was really talking behind the scenes. So I already knew that they did have some interest in me. We was just pretty much waiting on them to pull the trigger. So, but in the same time, all I did was just continue to stay working and stay ready.
Do you still have hopes of being a starter in the NFL?
I mean, that's always a something that you want to do. I mean, eventually, when it happens, but in the same time, you got to take advantage of just being on a team and supporting whoever the starting quarterback is. So that's pretty much what I'm doing, and as well as the rest of the quarterbacks there. Just you know, that's how we are as a quarterback, as a team, as brotherhood. We kind of just support each other. Whoever's starting, whoever's playing, we want to be that eye for him on the sideline. Anything he needs to ask question for us or the coaches, we want to just be there for him. That's what it's all about.
It's awesome that you're so happy to be here. What's the realistic challenge that you're facing?
There's no challenge. I have been through pretty much everything you could think of. So I'm really just, like I said, I'm just happy and enjoying this and just happy to be here and being with some special, special guys. So I just want to continue to just lead them guys. Anything they need to talk to, if I'm sitting in this locker, someone wants to talk, I'm here. But my whole thing is just to continue to keep working and get myself better and to just stand ready. You never know.
Last one for Vince.
Vince, just what do you think of the competition with Graham and BJ? You mentioned getting to know him a little bit today.
The competition is great. I mean, it's all about pushing each other, and it's not just in the quarterback room. It's pretty much in every position. Guys are pushing each other to bring the best out of them because we need that. Because if somebody goes down in any position, I mean, somebody has to come in and take over. So I'm pretty sure in every position room, guys are pushing each other, you know, coaching each other, being there for one another, and that's what it's all about. That's what I love about football, the chemistry and the memories and different guys you meet and the respect that you have for your teammates because of things that they do behind the scenes.
Did you learn anything from Buffalo at all, you know, how things went there and, you know, trying to make this roster?
I mean, it's just football, man. I mean, just continue to take it one day at a time. That's pretty much it.